board.
We're set.
We're set? Okay. How much do I have though?
Just to put down your lapel.
Oh, really? I meant to wear this.
Makes us feel sophisticated.
Where am I meant to wear it?
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant.
It's your announcer.
I don't have the words.
People, that makes a big difference.
Okay. I'll announce it myself. Shimon, I'll do the announcing.
Okay, announce yourself. There's nothing to say you can't. Sure. Most people don't.
What's the day?
It's Wednesday.
One's recording, the other one is at fire and press.
It's Kimmel Ellen, no?
Yes.
What's the day today? Wednesday, Kimmel Ellen, 27th of August. Aaron Jacobson, Perka Ovis. This week's Tour Away has been sponsored by Family Stauffer, Quiet Symphony Swing Show, Rina Stauffer, and Vinnie Bloom.
Amen. Okay. Thank you very much. Dudi soll sein gesund. Dudi Itzkowitz, who's very much part of the organizing of the... Dudi's very much part of the organizing, and Josh, of Tearaway. So Dudi asked me if I would say something. So I asked him, you know, what about... He said, look, you're giving Pirkei Avos Shirim. Share some gems of Pirkei Avos. Okay. So I'd like to pick a couple of gems of Pirkei Avos, as much as time allows. A few gems, Dr. Harris will be a chazara. I apologize. But it's always good. It's always good. So a few things that were neschadish this season, worthy of making a mention, a few gems, and let's take a look. A couple of things. Mishnah in Perikhei. That very famous Mishnah. But when you visit it and look into it, you sometimes find chidushim. The Mishnah says, "Ben hei hei oimer lefum tzara agra." A Mishnah, very famous Mishnah, lefum tzara agra. According to the effort that you put into it, that's how much the reward is. The Tosfos Yom Tov asks a very obvious question, and it needs an explanation, and that is that there's another Mishnah which contradicts this. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos earlier, which says, have a zahir b'mitzvah kala k'v'chamora. A person should be careful with an easy mitzvah, just like a difficult mitzvah. She'ein ato yodea matan scharan shel mitzvahs. You haven't got a clue the matan scharan shel mitzvahs. So we've got a Mishnah, which says, lefum tzara agra, which says, clearly, you do know the schar of the mitzvah. You do know the value of the schar of the mitzvah. The value of the schar of the mitzvah is lefum tzara agra, according to how much effort you put in. And yet, here you have a Mishnah which says that you don't know the schar of the mitzvah. How are you meant to resolve these two? So I'd like to share with you a beautiful gem to for it. Once you hear it, it's so poshut, and yet one doesn't think of it until one actually puts it together. And that is like this. Let's just first appreciate this idea that have a zayir b'mitzvah kala b'chamura she'ein ato yedeh matan scharan shel mitzvahs. One should be careful with any mitzvah because you don't know the reward of the mitzvah. There is a medrash in Parshas Kisetze. The medrash points out that actually we find that there's mitzvahs for every single thing that we have. The medrash says, Kisivne ba'is chadosh. You build a house, there's a mitzvah to build a market. You're plowing in the field, there's a mitzvah. Leisachrov shevach hamar yachdav. You go to the store to buy clothes, there's a mitzvah. Shatnas. And to say that you get food, of course we know, kashrus, everything we're involved with is mitzvahs. Says the Medrash, Hashem chofetz leman, tzidka yagdil teraviyad, they're a famous pasuk. We find this in a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah which very much says the same thing. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, very famous Mishnah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Oimer, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakei Yisrael, Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mezakei Klal Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahem teira mitzvahs. Shmuel gave them loads of Torah mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem chafetz man tzidkai yagdil Torah v'yadi. Now there is a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Maral on this Mishnah. The Rambam in Parashat Mishnah says that this Mishnah is coming to teach me that in order to get an opportunity for Olam Haba, you have to do one mitzvah lishma. And he says, I'll prove it to you. a story in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyan was being taken out to be killed. Why was he being taken out to be killed? Says the Gemara, because he was makil kehilois barabim. That means that the Romans decreed there was no Torah to be taught, and he taught Torah in public, and regardless of what the Romans were saying, he risked his life, and he was taken, he was being killed. He was killed. On his way out to be killed, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, was there. He said to his Rebbe, Ma ani l'chai olam haba? Will I have olam haba? Very strange question. A person who was Moisa Nefesh to teach Torah, Barabim. So he says to him, Klum Maisa Baliyadcha. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says back to him, did you ever do anything in your life? Klum Maisa Baliyadcha. Did you ever do anything in your life which was a mitzvah that would get you olam haba? So he says to him, yes. Pam achas nischalefli mois meisa with mois Purim with my own money. I mixed up my money with my money with money of Purim, and vefrashti behem litzdaka. I gave the whole thing to tzedaka. Oh, said Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, if that's the case, yechelkecha mechelki. My chelik should be like your chelik. Your zeichat olam haba. Afraid the Rambam in Perash Mishnah, I say Makis on that Mishnah. Rabbi say, he's being killed for being makil kehilois barabim. He's being maisa nefesh to teach Torah barabim. Klum maisa baliyadcha. Did you ever do anything in your life? What? Says the Rambam, this teaches me that in order to merit olam haba, one has to do a mitzvah fully lishma. Reb Hanina ben Tradyan, even though he was makil kehilois barabim, he was maisa nefesh to teach Torah, but he wasn't sure whether that was 100% lishma. Could be there was an element of shalai lishma inside it, and therefore it wouldn't get him olam haba. So he needed to have a mitzvah which was purely 100% lishma, a mitzvah that no one knew about. It was completely between him and his maker, between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he could be certain that was 100% lishma. He says, yeah. I know, pele de kezach. Pele de kezach. Sorry?
It might have come from genuine pleasure.
It might have been an element, must have been something. Epis something. Might have been something. Says the Rambam. Peledikazach. Says the Rambam. There was nothing. This was the only mitzvah that he could be convinced was 100% lishma. Says the Rambam. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many mitzvahs. Because then it's inevitable that during your lifetime, at least you'll do one mitzvah lishma. There's so many mitzvahs. So much opportunity for mitzvahs. One mitzvah will be done with no one knowing about it. Purely between you and Hashem, and it'll be 100% lishma, you'll get your olam haba. The Maharal.
One mitzvah that you don't like doing.
And you still do it.
That could be lishma.
You still do it purely for one reason and one reason only, because Hashem commanded it, that'll get you olam haba. And then, on the basis of that, then Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Beri. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the person schar for everything that he's done, then, including the Makil Kiddus Barabim. The Maharal takes great issue with this Rambam. Maharal, despite the fact being many centuries later, argues very strongly with Rambam. He says, how can you say such a thing? And he says, the reason for this Mishnah is based on the Medrash in Parshas Ki Tse, which is this Medrash, I just mentioned this before, that we find mitzvahs in every aspect of our life. Says the Maharal, because the Medrash says the person has 248 limbs, 365 sinews, or you could say 365 parallel to the days of the year. And every day of the year has a mitzvah. We don't know which one parallels to what. Apparently the Arizal said Gidan Noshe is parallel to Tisha B'Av, but I'm not sure. And every limb of the body has a corresponding mitzvah. And the Medrash says the limbs of a person and the days of the year shout out and say Asei imanu mitzvah kedei shenichya bohem lachaye olam haba. In other words, just like everybody understands that in order to stay alive, you need to eat. And when you eat, that sustenance goes, gets spread right through every limb and every fiber of your body. So also, to live in olam haba, a person eats in this world. So a person eats in this world, what does he eat? What's the source of sustenance in this world? Mitzvahs. And every mitzvah has a corresponding limb through which it sustains the particular aver. We all know the luz bone is sustained from Malava Malka. So we know that there's this concept of various different things, various different mitzvahs, but parallel different limbs of a person's body. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Maral on the explanation of the Mishnah Rav Chananya ben Akasha. I want to go with the Maral's pshat, and I'll try and come back to the Rambam's pshat later on this Mishnah. So we have, as I asked at the beginning, we have a Mishnah which says Lefum Tzara Agra, which seems to indicate that everything we do, we know exactly, it's all measured according to the effort. And we have another Mishnah, which is a Mishnah which seems to contradict that, which seems to say, which says, you don't know the reward of the mitzvahs. And we've explained the idea of not knowing the reward of the mitzvahs because Hashem chafetz naman tzidka yagdil tari v'yadir. Hashem has given us mitzvahs which parallel to every limb of the body. Hashem doesn't want to tell us which mitzvahs keep the vital organs alive. Because otherwise what a person will do is they will concentrate on those mitzvahs which will give his vital organs chiyus at olam haba, and he'll leave the other ones. So, therefore, Hashem wants us to do all the mitzvahs, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us, which the Gemara Medrash says, a mashal to a vineyard, of which a king was tending, and an orchard which the king was tending, and he implied his workers and told them, you look after my orchard. But he didn't tell them which was his prize tree. Because if that would be the case, they'd all be busy trying to suck up to the king to do the prize tree, and they would leave the whole orchard. He wanted the thorns taken care of. He wanted the bedding around there, the flowers around it taken care of. He wanted all the other trees to take care of. It should look a proper orchard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't tell us which mitzvahs. That way each one of us is busy trying to do the mitzvahs that we can. And that way the orchard of Hashem, in inverted commas, is taken care of. So we have a contradiction over here. Is it Lefum Tzara Agra, or is it not? So the answer is so beautiful. The opening words of the Mesillas Yesharim. The opening words of the Mesillas Yesharim very famously is speaks about that a person should know Yesoda Chasidus v'Sheresh Avoda Atmima. That a person should know she is Bara v'Yisamei Seitzel Adam Machavasa Ba'Elamoy. What a person has to know what he comes for. I always tell my Talmidim, you arrive at the American customs and they ask you what's the purpose of your visit. If you can't answer that question, you're on the plane back home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know, says the Mesillas Yesharim, you come to this world for a visit, what's the purpose of your visit? And he says that the purpose of the visit is that a person wants to get to Olam Haba, and the only way to get to Olam Haba, which he says is that Olam Haba is the true delight, the true pleasure, that a person will be misaneg al Hashem to get that experience of being in the presence and basking in the glory of Hashem, which he says is there's no pleasure which parallels that at all in this world, and no pleasure in the next world which parallels that. That is the ultimate pleasure, and we're working towards that pleasure. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if I can't give it to you, that pleasure, just like that, because it would be nama de kisufa, which is a famous expression, which means that it would be an embarrassing bread, which means it's based on a Yerushalmi and Orla, that somebody who manda ochil deloy delay, bohis listakule ba'ape. Somebody who eats something which is not his, he's embarrassed to look the person in his face. If somebody comes up to you and showers you, he gives you a small gift, you can handle that. But if somebody hands you massive gift, you're embarrassed of the person. Especially if that gift then becomes a continuous gift, it's very, very unpleasant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite mercy, gives us the opportunity to earn that gift. And therefore we don't come along there as a gift, it's come as earned. Yishalem Hashem pa'olech osi maskur teich shlema. The Boaz told Rus that what you're doing is an employment and you're going to be paid wages. Yishalem Hashem pa'olech osi maskur. So therefore a person comes, when he claims his wages, he's quite happy to claim them, and he has no embarrassment to claim them. And that's what we're going through this world, to claim the wages. What is the employment? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, all this in Perek Aleph. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, the employment is to overcome the world's challenges. And he says every person has challenges. He says a person is poor, his challenge is not to steal. He's rich, his challenge is not to attribute his successes to his own self. A person is challenged, some people have a tendency to anger. Some people have a tendency to laziness. Every person has different challenges with which he has to overcome his situation in this world. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, a person who is a ben chayil, and succeeds the battle in all directions, he is the person who will be Yotza Leir Ba'ir HaChaim. Had great grandparents, my wife's great grandparents. They lived in Russia before the Bolshevik Revolution. They were very, very phenomenally wealthy. And when the Bolshevik Revolution happened, they managed to escape the Hashkacha Pratis. They were on holiday. It was, happened in August. The revolution was in Tisha B'Av 1914. August, the First World War, really was the beginning of it, the prelude to it. And they were on holiday in Switzerland, and as a result, they were unable to get back to Russia, and they were left. My shver says he remembers that his shver would be sitting Shabbos with newspapers for tablecloth. That's how poor he was. In my shviger, my grandmother tells me, she's not alive anymore, but she told me that her shviger used to tell her, never complained, but she used to tell her that she remembers that for what she's washing these earthenware, you know, plates, she had gold plates with maids to wash this sort of thing. The phenomenal Ashiris with phenomenal poverty. A brother of his was managed to escape to Eretz Yisrael. They donated Bote Minsk to wherever it is, Bote Minsk in Yerushalayim. They were living somewhere else, and the people of Bote Minsk came over to them because they were living, two brother-in-laws, were living, Zeldovich with Pinnas, were living together in one Yerushalayim dira, of the old diras. I'm sure you've been once to visit one of these, you know, one-room apartments with a mechitza down the middle, two families. So phenomenal poverty. And the Brisker Rav said about it, said this is example of what the Mesillas Yesharim says. Roish va'osha al tadineni. These are two nisyonos which a person has to go through. And he said these people were omed in both nisyonos. So that's Mesillas Yesharim says. These are extremes of nisyonos. But the Mesillas Yesharim says that a person has to go through life and overcome the challenges. That is his entry ticket to Olam Haba. If we come back, if that's the case, to these Mishnayos, it's beautiful. Because a person has to do every mitzvah he has to do to get to be mechaya that limb in Olam Haba. Yes. You don't know which mitzvah is. But how do you acquire a mitzvah? Every mitzvah, how does it become yours? How have you done that mitzvah? If the mitzvah comes without any form of abrasion, without any difficulty at all, it's not become yours yet. You haven't yet been koina the mitzvah. The Mesillas Yesharim says that our entry ticket to Olam Haba, meaning our kinyan in each mitzvah to Olam Haba, is the challenge. So a person has a challenge with that, and he overcomes that challenge in any area of a mitzvah, a difficulty in a mitzvah. It's hard to get up in the morning. It's hard to concentrate. Whatever it is, hard to focus when one's learning. It's whatever it is, that mitzvah, that little difficulty is the bridge to be koina that mitzvah. So in this case, the two mishnayos are not stiras at all. They're beautiful, they work hand in hand. Avada, every mitzvah is, for example, you're going to a store, you buy your pomegranates, your peaches, each mitzvah has its own oichel perisim, the Mishnah calls them peris. They're oichel perisim v'olam hazah. But what is the currency that you pay for each mitzvah? How do I get my pomegranate? How do I get my peach? How do I get my apple? I have to pay currency. What's the currency that I pay? That's the Lefum Tzara Agra. The difficulty, the little challenge, the difficulty that I have to overcome to be able to get to that mitzvah, that's the kinyan that I have in Olam Haba. That's the kinyan I have to get the mitzvah. Beautiful. In which case, there doesn't have to be a contradiction. There is a machlokes, but there doesn't have to be a major contradiction between the Rambam and the Maharal. There's a machlokes how to learn this Mishnah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas Yis Yisrael, Lefich Hechir B'lem Torah Mitzvahs. According to the Rambam Maharal, which is very simple, the way we've been learning now, is every mitzvah parallels a particular limb, and therefore every mitzvah gives a person chiyas in Olam Haba. The Rambam takes great issue with that. That was the Maharal's issue. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns one needs a mitzvah lishma to get a ticket to Olam Haba. According to the way we've understand it, it's perfectly moven. It's perfectly understandable because the entry ticket to Olam Haba is Lefum Tzara Agra. Lefum tzara agra ultimately means the ultimate tzara is when a person, as you said, doesn't really mitzat himself. It's not himself. He's doing it, putting himself aside completely. I'm doing it purely because of the sake of Hashem. At that point, when a person can say, I've done it purely for the sake of Hashem, he has done a mitzvah lishma. He has now achieved what the Mesillas Yesharim says is the purpose of the person coming to this world. He's done, he's overcome a challenge, which is overcome that challenge purely for the sake of Hashem. He now has his entry ticket to Olam Haba. And with that, he takes with him all the baggage that he's done in his lifetime, all the mitzvahs that he's done. But with that, he has now earned himself a 100% ticket. I found a beautiful marsha in Avodah Zarah. You know, recently in Daf Yomi, it's of a couple of weeks back, but in Daf Yomi we had a few stories of people who've done things and got themselves tickets to Olam Haba. Go through a few of them. We had Rabbi Lezer ben Dordaya, a person who spent his life doing Averis, did Teshuvah to such an extent that he gave his life up on his Teshuvah. And there was a buskel that went out, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya mezuman l'chayel amaba. Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya is mezuman for chayel amaba. Another one, Rebbe Chanina ben Tradyan, is being taken out to be killed. They wrapped him around with a sefer Torah, and they put svugim shel tzemer al liboy. They put wool on his heart, to soaked it with water, to stop him dying fast. The Castino, the guy who's in charge of executing him, sees his pain. He says to him, why didn't you just pull it off? So he says, no. Mutav sheyitle mishanasnai. I'm not taking it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my neshama. He has to take it back. I'm not going to do any effort in giving back my neshama. It has to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says to him, tell me, if I pull off, will you get Olam Haba? Will I get Olam Haba? So he says to him, yes. Yeah, that seems to be, that's it. The murderer makes the murderer a bit of a neater murderer and a bit smoother. There's nothing wrong in asking for that. So he says to him, yes. So he pulls off the wool. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan is nifta. And the Castino realizes that he's going to be killed for what he's done. He jumps into the fire. A baskel goes out of Mishamayim, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, and this Kastina are mezuman l'chai Olam Haba, which means they have this entry ticket straight to Olam Haba. Another example then, the Gemara. K'tiyah b'ashalem. They had a meeting. They wanted to make a decree against the Jews. This Roman was there at the meeting. He foiled the attempt to make a plot against the Jews. They were annoyed with him. They took him out to be killed. On the way out to be killed, Matronisa, one of the matrons there, says to him, pity you for somebody who's going there, getting there without the ticket to get there, meaning you didn't do Bris Mila. He did Bris Mila on the way out, and when he was killed, a baskel went out again, mezuman l'chai Olam Haba. One other example, a Gemara in Ksuvus, Rebbe. Rebbe was nifta, there was a baskel that went out, that anybody who was at the Leviah of Rebbe, was mezuman l'chai Olam Haba. A koivus who was there was very upset that he wasn't there. Story there, it's a very strange story. And the baskel came out about him as well. Mezuman l'chai Olam Haba, says Tosfos, mezuman l'chai Olam Haba means a straight entry ticket into Olam Haba. Says the Marasha in Avodah Zarah. So what's the Bacha Rebbe on all of them, except for the last one, obviously, because it was Rebbe's own patira. It says Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe cried, Yesh kona olamai b'shah achas, v'yesh kona olamai b'kama shanim. Some people get the Olam Haba in a second, and some people get it with many years. What's the cry? Says them. So Pashtus, you always understand that the cry is the reverse. That means the cry is, we have to work our whole lives to get to Olam Haba, and this guy got it in a second. Says the Marasha, Pumfaket. He says that when a person does something, and he does something genuinely, he gets his ticket to Olam Haba. But he has to come with something. Where's his baggage that came with it? Pity for these people. They got to Olam Haba, but they didn't have baggage with it. We come to Olam Haba, Beis Hashem. Mlei mitzvahs, Kalas Hol, Mlei mitzvahs karimoin. A person has done his whole lifetime mitzvahs. So maybe there's one mitzvah which is absolutely shema, but together with it, there's loads and loads and loads of mitzvahs which a person has overcome challenges, small challenges in his life, and he's acquired mitzvahs. pity Bachar Rebbe that this guy did one thing lishma and was able to get Olam Haba, but he didn't have any baggage with it. And that's mamish this nakuda, how these two mishnayos work in tandem together. But you've got, on the one hand, the Mishnah of Lefum Tzara Agra. On one hand, you've got a Mishnah which tells me that the effort is the thing that makes the difference to Olam Haba. And Mitzad Sheni, it's the content of what the effort is, the money, is the currency to pay for it. What am I acquiring? It's each mitzvah, whichever mitzvah that I'm doing, that I'm getting Olam Haba. I want to finish with, didn't get to any of the others, we'll have to leave that for another opportunity. I had about four mishnayos which I could have gone through, but we'll leave that. It's good. I'm starting school next week, so it won't be a problem. But I want to finish with a beautiful story. My brother told me of a beautiful story about Lefum Tzara Agra, about my great uncle, Reb Chaim Kaufman. When Reb Chaim Kaufman was about 11 years old, his parents invited a family from Newcastle. They lived there, Reb Chaim Kaufman lived in Gateshead. And his parents invited a family from Newcastle to join them for Shabbos. And on Shabbos afternoon, it was raining cats and dogs. So they say, no, in Gateshead. And it was pouring and pouring. And it was very difficult to go out. And there was a kid there in this family who was the same age as Reb Chaim Kaufman. He was 11 years old at the time. So the kid said to Reb Chaim Kaufman, what should we do? It was mincha time. What should we do? So Reb Chaim Kaufman, with his tmimus, he turned around to the kid and he said to him, Adarabba, on the contrary, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra, let's go for it. And they went, to mincha, they got soaked, they came back. Many years went past, and he was wondering, Reb Chaim was wondering, what happened to this family? 30 years later, he met this fellow, who is the 11-year-old, and he was a frum fellow, very frum Elachayid. And he spoke to him, shmoozed him. He said the rest of the family stayed behind. Nothing happened, nothing more moved forward. He said, but what kept him and maintained him and held him onto Torah and mitzvahs was those few words that happened. He told him at Shabbos Mincha time, Lefum Tzara Agra. So Lefum Tzara Agra has the koyach to get us to Olam Haba, has the koyach to hold us and to, in this world. And Shpoch should help us that it should go easy, but we should be able to be zeicha to overcome the challenges. Al tevienu lelidei nisayin lelidei vizayin. But when the nisayinus do come, we should be able to rise up to the challenges and be able to succeed in them, Be'ezer Hashem.
Winston Gilbert
that's what the whole Mishnah been. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakas Yisrael. Lefichach hirbu lehem Torah mitzvah shenamar Adonai chofetz leman tzidka yagdil Torah v'yadir.
Shmuel Zev ben Sorok.
Man, the hot cycle.